Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 26, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast, having just a little bit of technical difficulties. So everybody bear with me. We are going to take phone calls all this hour. If you can, call in on 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. If you need to, call in on 1-800-313-9443. Just a couple of things. I had a question from a listener about Ursula Haferbach. Yeah, she is being returned to prison. I did that story, I'm not sure, 2 weeks ago or last week. I'm not sure which week, but yeah, she is being returned to prison. Also, Richard Edmonds has passed away, prominent politician and member of the National Party and also the National Front. Passed away this week from Britain, Richard Edmonds. I wanted to get that in. And also, a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been removed from the United States Capitol. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced on Monday for 111 years the statue stood alongside that of the nation's first president, George Washington, as the state of Virginia's contribution to the National Statuary Hall. Each state is allowed 2 statues in the collection. Virginia plans to replace the statue of Lee with one of the civil rights icons, Barbara Johns. So I think that's already occurred, but I wanted to get that in quickly today. So again, 512-248-8252. If you'd like to join in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how you doing today? Thanks for calling, sir.
Hello, Farron.
Hello.
Farron, you know, from a random website I picked off concerning statistics about coronavirus deaths, I found out that black Americans were 37% more likely to die from COVID than whites, and Asians were 53% more likely to die. Native Americans and Alaskan Natives, 26% more likely to die. Hispanics, 16% more likely to die. So all you guys not wearing your masks, keep up the good work, would you? In a sense, it reminds me of, like, you know, that's going to happen. There's going to be a kickback from that. They're going to start blaming white people for trying to intentionally infect people of color with COVID. You know that's coming. Somebody's going to link this together. But the reality is most of those ethnic groups, the blacks have incredible levels of obesity, black women. I think it's something like 55% of black women are obese. And the few of our black American women who are thin, like Candace Owens, they seem to be able to get white Englishmen as husbands. You know, she married a guy named Farmer, last name, whose father is in the House of Lords over there in Britain. So Candace bagged a real, you know, like, successful white guy over there. And she's going to be expecting a mulatto infant soon. So congratulations to the race mixer, heroine of the Conservative Party, you know, or the Conservatives, Candace Owens, who all the guys out there love to put on a pedestal. She's going to give birth to a mulatto infant soon. And I wonder if it's going to look like Cory Booker. Or maybe Obama, or maybe Colin Kaepernick. You know, and it's going to be interesting if I am alive in another 20 years to follow what happens with her mulatto child, because you know, we'll see whether the child, how it's going to identify. Is the child going to identify with the black mother or the white father? And this is one of the reasons why I'm against racial intermarriage and think that should be outlawed, because as we know, the majority of the time of an American's history, race mixing was illegal, and they wouldn't even give you a marriage permit if you walked down to request one. Because the reality is, Farron, and you're aware of this, when somebody race mixes, like let's say it's a white guy with Asian women, I see that all over the place, the children look Asian all the time. Then when it's a black guy with a white woman, which is most of the time more frequent, the child looks black. And then you see with these mulattoes, like I said, Colin Kaepernick, Cory Booker, and Obama, they don't identify ever with the white side of their family, even though the white side of the family is the one that usually raises these mulattoes. And then they go on to be angry leftist politicians, right, or angry leftist football players taking the knee. And so if white people have recessive racial characteristics like blonde hair, blue eyes, red hair, green eyes even, those genes, when you racially intermarry, they're gone. You don't see the blue-eyed mulattoes or mixed-race children. It just doesn't happen. So this is one of the reasons why I'm against race mixing. You know, the identity of these mixed-race children is always to your political opponent. They're always to the left, it seems. One of the big reasons to be against this, let alone the pollution of our gene pool and corruption of it. But, of course, in America, you know, it's verboten to even say this in public nowadays to conservatives. You know, they won't adopt anything conservative. They're, like, protecting their bloodline. No. I mean, they only want to conserve their money. Right? And I'm amazed, you know, how many of these white guys, like even Mitch McConnell with Elaine Chao, it's like, you know, can he get himself a white woman to marry? He doesn't have the self-discipline to marry a white woman, so that way when he's handing off all the millions he's stolen through corruption and political graft, probably running cocaine in a ship, one of his ships, why wouldn't you want to leave all of your family money to white people who are genetically more similar to you? You know, Farron, there's a good book on this. I suggest it for all those people who can or are capable of reading books like this. It's called Genetic Interest by Frank Salter, and I suggest people read it, because it's in our interest to police our bloodlines, to try to get your family members to keep it in our own whitehood and only marry other fellow people of European descent, regardless of what the culture says. And, you know, I'm a backwards ogre and throwback to Nazism. I don't care. I don't care. Because it's in our interest to preserve and give birth and have as many white people out there to promote white interests, not tolerate and set up the Candace Owens of the world and others to race mix and make this the new normal among conservatives. On that note, Farron, thank you. If you'd like to respond.
Hey, Paul, I'd like to say, too, you know, it's really incredible if you get to thinking about it, that it's not even promoted. We know of all these various things that are promoted to the youth, but it's never, not even, you know, those of us that are a little older, that was not promoted to us in any way, shape, or form when we were younger. But besides the racist issue, it's not even promoted to the youth. How important it would be to mate and have children with a healthy counterpart, you know, the difference that it can make. Nothing about how genetics works is promoted in this society. Now, if you talk to someone that breeds dogs or breeds horses, you know, they're all into the genetic side of it and to create a healthy offspring. Even that aspect is now, I guess, considered to be taboo to even talk about, that the person you choose to mate with is of great importance to what you will have as far as a healthy, smart, intelligent offspring. That's not even to be considered at all. I mean, it's just incredible. And you're right, this is not discussed. And to your point about conservatives, you know, my question has been, Paul, what is left for these supposed conservatives, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, to conserve? I mean, what is left to conserve? The budget's run away, illegal immigration's wide open, homosexuality's the law of the land, homosexual marriage. I mean, what is it that they don't even stand up and unite and fight when the state government or the federal government is destroying small business and eliminating their rights for religious freedom? I mean, it's just, it makes me wonder, what will it take for, I mean, that all that information I gave out, Paul, about the budget, all of that just mindless waste that they're putting on the American people, and, you know, there won't be no backlash, it'll all go through, and we'll just continue on this road of economic destruction with no end in sight. I mean, it's just, let me ask you this quickly, Paul, your opinion on what we're going to see in January. Are you amongst the ilk that holds out hope that Trump somehow is going to remain president, or have you accepted a Biden as the future president?
Oh, I accepted Biden as a future president a long time ago, but I would love to see. I'm honest. I'm not fond of the conservatives, but I hate the left more. So if Trump is able to steal this, I will admire his Machiavellian perseverance and his ability to actually fight for his position of power. And I'll respect him for it if he pulls it off. I would really respect that, because that shows he's hungry for the job and you know, he's fighting for what's right and for what should be his victory. So on that note, yes, I would like to see that. But more so, just to watch the leftist rage in the streets. And nothing will be funnier to watch them all have to go out and protest in the nice, warm weather of January. On that note, thank you.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Paul. We've got Daryl in Canada, Tom in Florida coming up. 512-248-8252 if you'd like to join in. Daryl, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Paul is right. Well, they're already blaming whites. I mean, they call it systemic racism. That's why blacks are and others of color are dying at a much higher rate from this. It's nothing to do with obesity or the fact that they will refuse to, I don't know, I'm sure the information's out there, refuse to take vitamin D3 because they cannot absorb it through their through sunlight. And that's an easy way to, you know, to mitigate a lot of this stuff. It's a bad flu. Vitamin D3, that's all they need to do. But and you have to sacrifice, and it's pretty hard to sacrifice. And we all know the impulsive behavior of some of the people Paul just mentioned and what have you. So it's, you know, let's put it this way. If 99.7% of the people are surviving this, there's a lot of unhealthy people out there. So this virus, or whatever you want to call it, bad flu, very contagious, more than contagious than the average flu, and it's and maybe a little more severe to some people. But it's taken the veil off how unhealthy people are in this world, and especially in the Western world. It's just incredible that only, you know, I could imagine if there was something that was a little bit stronger, something that escaped or whatever, or maybe in the future with these new, you know, people still eat people eating animals in these third world countries and stuff. Who knows how this developed? But if something would come out stronger, with such, I would think only maybe 20% of the population, maybe of the Western world, if that is, that's actually really healthy. That could walk down the street with like tight clothes and not be be looking foolish and stuff, maybe even 15 only, and slim and can run upstairs and can do things. This virus has really, like I say, taken the veil off of how unhealthy people are. Yet it's only killing three out of about every two or three out of every thousand people that get it. So it's just shows to show you how actually weak it really is. It really is a weak virus when you think about it. Because if the vulnerability of people, the way they live their lives and they eat and they don't exercise and what have you, and only three of those types of people, for the most part, I guess some healthy people get it too, but those people are only dying at a three out of a thousand. Man, oh man, this is actually so overblown. I just hope that, I said this before, but I just hope that those people and those Mexicans at the border and what have you are very thankful for their other approximately, well, whatever percentage of the people out there are sacrificing for them, because they're the only ones that are getting, you know, that are, what, 20% of the people that get this apparently are actually getting ill of any sort, that they're even thinking about going to the hospital. About 8% actually go to the hospital. And we're doing all this for them. Although, actually, what it really is, and with all due respect, it's really only about the healthcare system. I mean, it's about the healthcare system. We don't want to overwhelm them. We don't want to, you know, that's really what all this is about, really, because and then there won't be any, you know, healthcare for anyone else that has heart attacks and stuff. So, but boy, the problem is the solution to the problem is much worse than the problem. I can tell you that for sure. Go ahead, Farino. I got a few more things to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in small town America where I live, this has just had a crushing effect on your mom and pop restaurants, on, you know, a whole host of small businesses. But yet, simultaneously, Amazon's becoming much wealthier, and my local Walmart, which is a super Walmart, can have 950 people in it. I mean, it defies logic what we're seeing. But I mean, I'm riding around. I'm seeing people by themselves in cars with masks on. I'm seeing people walking around that's totally by themselves, but they've got a mask on. It's really, to me, it has been an eye-opener into how much control and manipulation the mass media and the government has on the normies. I mean, like I've said on this broadcast several times, my 89-year-old aunt, who weighs probably 80 pounds, supposedly had COVID-19. She was in the hospital for a few days, and she is doing fine now. So, I mean, that was really, and I mean, this lady eats right and is pretty much a vegetarian, but still. But back to you.
Right, vitamin D and overweight. Those are the two things, especially when you see those pictures in the ICU. You don't see too many slim people. Yeah, they block out the faces of these people, but usually they are of color, as Paul says, and they are overweight. So losing weight really is a thing. I'd like to say that some of these people, I'm sure, all over the Western world mostly, that closed their businesses, let's say in April or May, and saw this coming to some degree. I'm sure they didn't think it was maybe going to be this bad, or maybe they did. 40% of them or something like that of small businesses have closed and may never open. It's probably going to get worse. I'm sure they're thinking now, I'm sure at the time they were second-guessing themselves whether they should do this or not. Are they too abrupt? But now they're probably thinking, wow, I really made the right decision, because look at this new strains coming up and all these vaccines that come out magically out of nowhere. I mean, who knows? How are we going to know if these things are ever going to work? There's just no way to prove it, unless you would have like a test of, let's say, a bunch of identical twins or triplets or something, and give one the virus and one not the virus, and then try them with these different vaccines and what have you, if they're ever going to work. And they're not going to work. I mean, how in the world can you go 50 years or 60 years trying to develop, you know, could you imagine somebody actually having a real flu vaccine that would work? I mean, they'd make billions of dollars. They'd probably overtake Gates and Bezos and stuff. But they couldn't. So how all of a sudden 8 or 10 virus, there's like the Sputnik, there's all the kinds in the UK and everywhere, they're all supposedly working? Out of nowhere, when nothing worked before?
Isn't there something fishy about that? That's an excellent point, Daryl. Hold on for me through the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. Then we've got Tom in Florida coming up. Back in moments.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Back to Daryl's point, which I think is a great one, and you know, I know the RBN audience questions these type of things, but it's been a shock to me how the normies don't. And that is, here, you know, we've all lived through the flu shot for the, I don't know how long they've really promoted this, at least 30 years, but now, I've said this before, for whatever reason here in this area, they're not running the flu shot commercials. You know, they're not, there's not signs up at the Walgreens to stop in and get your seasonal flu shot, which they really, really have always pushed up until this season. Now, I've been told that some pharmacists are saying that no one's even coming in and buying the flu medicine. It's like nobody's got the regular flu this season. But here we're supposed to believe that after all these decades, and Daryl's exactly right, and y'all all know it, of them pushing the flu shot, here magically this novel coronavirus, not only has the West and Pfizer and Moderna and whatever the name of these different companies, but, you know, Russia and these other countries have developed their own vaccine. And even if it mutates and changes drastically, well, this is still effective, according to them. And with 99.97% of the people recovering, we're being propagandized right now to accept having a vaccine certification ultimately to be able to go into businesses. It'll be incremental, you know, it'll be the school teachers. We've talked about this. And we're supposed to believe that magically now this has all happened. And just like Daryl said, if they could do this, they could do it for the common cold. I mean, in my mind, they could do it with obviously the flu. But it makes no logical sense. And here I've seen reporting where, you know, someone now with COVID-19's teeth is falling out. You know, there's so many different things. And then we're seeing where people have took the vaccine and, you know, they're having allergic reactions. They're losing muscle, the ability to use their muscles in their face, kind of like a stroke. I forget, is it Bell palsy? I think it's called. I mean, it's a variety of things. Of course, this is all being underplayed in the mainstream media. You got to look for this type of information. It's not going to lead off the NBC nightly news, because the news media, if you watch the news, the world news, they're painting it, and it goes back to the Harry Fox video I played a couple of weeks ago. They're painting it. The people are clamoring. The people want the vaccine. They paint it like the government's actually doing the will of the people because they want this vaccine. Where, in my humble opinion, if the government and, you know, Donald Trump, if they had just not done anything and went with let the herd immunity run its course, not shut down business, leave it up to the people. Of course, you know, this would be an element of freedom in society instead of control and tyranny. If they left it up to the people, this businessman can have his business open if he wants to, and you can choose whether you want to go there or not. But what they're doing, they're locking, they have the lockdowns, and then when they ease up the restrictions, then they have the testing. They say that there's a spike, and then they're using this for the justification of the next lockdown. This is the holy grail of the win-win for the globalists. It's just like war on terrorism. They can choose war with whoever they want to. They can use it to take away the rights of the people, and then you've got a endless boogeyman scenario, which is exactly what we saw after 9/11. Back to you, Daryl. Then we got Tom, Steve, David, and Dave coming up.
Okay, I just want to say, they blame COVID for everything, for most things that come up in office, because, you know, otherwise they would lose credibility. The media and all these other Fauci, they're going to do this because otherwise they lose face. I think that these vaccines could do, like, more harm, and I'm not talking genetically and everything. I'm talking about maybe people that are vulnerable to this, those 3 out of 1,000, or those, like, 20% or 10% that do get sick, pretty sick from probably this. They're going to, if they get the shot in the arm, they're going to let themselves be more susceptible and probably not to follow some of the things that maybe kept them away. I mean, for the general public, I mean, this is all, you know, almost a joke, but that are fairly healthy. And I think that the veil, though, I think, is going to come off of this. You know, sometimes you don't, we just talked about, we don't know whether these things work or not. How are we going to know? Well, you know, a large percentage of the population is going to, because they're working 24 hours, 7, they're pumping this stuff out wherever they're making it. A large, very large percentage of the population of the Western world and all over the world are going to be vaccinated by around this time next year, or even, let's say, in October or so. And then we're going to see, this is my prediction, and we'll see, talk in 10 months, right? The hospitals are going to be overwhelmed even more than now, because people let their guard down, and these vaccines are probably not going to work, or only work maybe just a little bit, maybe to mitigate, some, like the flu does. Flu vaccines, they don't stop anything. They just mitigate symptoms. So I think we're going to know in about 10 months, the panic is going to set in, and they're going to realize, my God, this stuff does not work, or it only works so much. But there's going to be so many people more out and about that are bold that they're going to get it than they are now, because we're all locked down. And then the government's going to go into perpetual lockdown after that, because we all know they err on the side of being careful, right? So if you, as you like to play from Canadian Backman Turner Overdrive, just wait for that in about 10 months. We'll finally know. Okay, Farron, thanks very much.
Hey, thank you so much. I got music. We're coming back with Tom, Steve in Texas, David in San Francisco, Dave in Michigan. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on now. Turn to Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. We've got Tom, Steve, David, Dave, and David coming up. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Merry Christmas to you, Farron, and have a very happy new year. First off,
thank you.
I'm going to get there was a very good call by Paul and Daryl. Let me get going now. First off, Chicago's got 907 murders, okay? The year's not over. 907 murders in the city of Chicago, okay? That's just one city. I believe it's almost 5,000 murdered nationwide in all these big cities. The coloreds. And what I want to talk about also is, before I get on the bumbling Biden, we're going to talk about what Daryl's saying about the flu and all that. But, Farron, the Chinese... 78,000 of these Chinese went in from California into New York into Georgia to take that election down, that electoral vote in Georgia. All these Chinese are coming in. They're coming through the border. They're acting like they're Mexican, but there are a lot of Chinese are sneaking through that border, Farron. And before I get on that, too, I want to go back to what Paul had said. You think these Afro-American women want their men to marry white women when they're only 13% of the population? And so Paul's right. These black women are not happy that they're black males and all these black athletes and all that are marrying white women. They're not happy about that. So I like to hear somebody say tell the truth about that. Afro-American don't want their men to leave them. And I don't see too many. I guess there's some white Anglo males marrying Afro-American women, but I don't believe it's that big a percentage. Of course, flip it around, it's the other way. It's different. And the Afro-American women doesn't want that. And I'm sure if you took a survey of that, 99% of them say stop this nonsense. But getting back to the Chinese and they're sneaking into our border, Farron, they're literally pushing these people in these red states to turn them blue. They're doing it in Texas. They're doing it in Arizona. They did it in Nevada. They did it here, trying to do it here in Florida. They're trying to do it all over nationwide. This is a ploy for these demon rats. And let's talk about bumbling Biden. His son, Farron, this guy is going to be the commander-in-chief, and his son was booted out of the military. He got a dishonorable discharge out of the military, and this guy is going to be the commander-in-chief of the United States forces, armed forces. This is nuts. And nobody ever hit up on that. Well, why did they run ads about this guy got kicked out of the military dishonorably, doing crack cocaine? That's another thing that people are looking at. And I'll tell you what the real reason, Farron, all these Zionists went after Trump so hard. You want me to tell you why? You think you know why, Farron? I'm pretty sure you do. I think I know. It's the Supreme Court. They didn't want Trump to get another two or three picks on that Supreme Court. They stopped him at all costs. They threw the whole government of Israel, everybody against him, China. So they didn't want Trump to get no more Supreme Court picks. The Chinese got, Farron, I'll tell you what the Chinese are doing. The Chinese got over 70 million more men than women. So they figure, heck, they're going to knock their population down. If they lost 500 million, which is almost 600 million, twice the size of our population, they think they'd be doing them a favor. They're doing their government, their people a favor. There's too many of them. They have a billion, 1.4 billion, Farron. 1.4 billion Chinese. They're sneaking in our country like crazy through the border. They're dropping anchor babies all over San Francisco with that pig Pelosi. You got this bumbling buffoon Biden's got a brain of a 99-year-old man going to be the president in 3 weeks. I don't believe this country can handle that. He's 78 years old, Farron, and his brain's already shot. He's almost at a 100-year-old brain. How is this guy going to be the commander-in-chief of our country, Farron? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up to me. But again, it all comes back to the Supreme Court. They did not want Trump to get more Supreme Court picks, Farron. That's exactly what's going on here. And I don't believe that the white women in this country voted in the numbers they did for Biden. I just don't believe it. They stole this election. The Afro-Americans voted more for Trump than they did in 1960. The Hispanics voted for Trump more than he ever expected. So he still loses by 10 million votes? There's something terribly wrong here, man. This country's lost. And, the Chinese don't care if they lose half their population off. I wouldn't surprise, and by the way, Daryl's right. You know what? A little cinnamon wouldn't hurt. Take a little teaspoon of cinnamon a day. Cinnamon's very good with vitamin D. And it'll probably knock that cool. Nobody got, in 1918, nobody got, the work in the cinnamon factories came down with Spanish flu. And you know what, Farron, I'm going to ask you this. In 1969, if this was such a big pandemic, how come they didn't have a vaccine for the Hong Kong flu or the swine flu?
Yeah, in 1969, Tom, they didn't quarantine the healthy. I mean, this is unprecedented to try to mandate a quarantine on the healthy. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely, because they know that Trump was going to get another one or two Supreme Court picks. They don't want that. They want to flip this court back so liberal that you got to bend over. I mean, this is unbelievable what's happening to our country. And now let me go on to Jill Biden. Farron, have you seen the news Newsmax about Jill Biden, that she was an adulteress?
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen that. They actually had her the gentleman that she was married to was interviewed. Go ahead.
Yeah, she was all power hungry. She was power struck for hunger. She was wanting to be married to a senator so she could have power. Now look at her now. She could be the first lady. This woman committed adultery. Bumbling Biden's wife got killed in a car accident, and not even a year later, he's married to her. What's going on here? And knowing that she's married to this man, and then she leaves this man for Joe Biden. What kind of filthy thing is that? Look at Kamala Harris. Another filthy animal, Montel Williams, Willie Brown. She was with four black men until she ended up with this Jewish guy. Camilla was sleeping with everybody. She was a sleeping bag. And now she's going to be the vice president of the United States. Actually, she'll be the president, fair, because let's not kid ourselves. They're going to get rid of bumbling Biden in the first year. Kamala Harris will be. She only got 1% of the Democratic vote, Farron. Not even that.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
And she's a heartbeat away from the president, ladies and gentlemen. A heartbeat away. That communist Kamala, whose great-great-great-great-grandfather was a slave owner in Jamaica. I had black guys tell me that.
Yeah.
Who's kidding
you? I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable what we're seeing. Unbelievable. Well, let me do this. Tom, thank you so much for the phone call. Let me give you the last word.
One more thing. Farron, I just want to say this. The Chinese are kind of keep pouring in here. They're going to take over with the robotics, and they're going to be pouring through that border like crazy if bumbling Biden takes the presidency in January 20th.
Yeah, I think what we've seen in 2020 is going to pale in comparison to what we're going to see in 2021 with Joe Biden and then Kamala Harris presidency. If it goes in that direction, it's going to be unreal. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to get everybody in. We got Steve in Texas, Dave in San Francisco, Dave in Michigan, David in Iowa. The Davids are well represented. Steve in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, Farron. Hey, yesterday during Christmas, I got a whole bunch of text messages. You know, most of them were just like, Merry Christmas, hey, how are you, and stuff like that. One text that I received, it said that there's a new false flag in Tennessee, right? And I'm like, oh, really? What's going on with that? And I'm like, oh, he's referring to Nashville. And I'm like, is that a false flag? You know, I mean, it was fresh. It was new. It's a few hours into it, and we didn't know much about it. And I noted it and went on with Christmas, right? So as I thought throughout the day, okay, false flag, how would that work out? What do you know about that whole thing? And I don't mean to be conspiracy theorist here, right? But I'll think about it, you know, and try to see if the stuff matches. I'm like, well, what did they have to gain for that whole thing? You drive an RV in and you blow it up in the middle of an empty street, right? And meanwhile, you blare on a megaphone, get away from this RV, it's going to blow, right? So who would do that, right? Okay, RVs blow up. A lot of times they blow up because of propane, right? And that's the first thought. You know, maybe somebody was killing himself out there. Well, it seems not, because they have a recorded voice going on saying, get away, this is going to blow up. Well, maybe somebody committed suicide out in front of the AT&T Communications Center. Huh. That one makes it interesting, right? It's a connection point for fiber optic lines and telecommunications networks all over the place. They say that took down a lot of services throughout Tennessee. And I'm not familiar with the lay of Tennessee, never been out there, but I am familiar about the facility that they parked the RV in front of. During 9/11, I actually worked across the street from a similar place over on 2nd and Folsom. And as soon as 9/11 happened, I said, holy crap, look at that thing across the street from me. I'm out of here. I don't want to die. Right. My boss said, what do you mean? We're safe. You hit that thing, you take out half San Francisco and a great part of California. But that's what they did over there in Tennessee. And the odd thing was having a female voice. It sounded like a female voice sitting there talking about it. You know, get away. It's going to blow up. But I like Rahm Emanuel's quote with this one, that never let a good crisis go to waste. And maybe the FBI playbook of, if there's no crisis, make a crisis. But they're sitting there today. They're like, don't worry, the FBI is involved, right? You know, it's like, okay, let's stand up here. We're the FBI. Then you ask them, well, so did you mean to do it? Let's ask them that question. Did you mean to do it? You probably had your people in that group, right? And you probably sold them the fake explosives that turned out to be real explosives, or did you just do it? I don't know. It all seems pretty funny. And I think that's what's up for next year. The attack on all these, the baby boomers and their RV love, right? And the millennials and their RV love, we have gone up like, we've got to have at least doubled, maybe gone up a quarter of the number of RVs that are roaming around. And they're always parked in Walmart. They're always parked over here, over there, and everywhere. But now they're all going to be suspects for this next coming year. Is there a bomb in there? And so there's going to be, it might be an interesting 2021. I kind of expected it's a false flag. They're going to go off on that kind of thing. And the telecommunications hubs in your town, in your cities, those are going to get more lockdowns. And they'll look more like Federal Reserves with, you know, big old barriers around them so they can keep a safe distance. You can't blow them up. That's my thought, Farron.
That's interesting. You know, it's so fresh with the Nashville bombing and it happening on Christmas Day. And I did think that the loudspeaker, that part, I mean, it's an odd occurrence for sure. And, of course, with the FBI, it's hard to get information, especially at the beginning of something like this, of who's behind it. But I hadn't thought about the RV aspect because, actually, you know, recreational vehicle sales has been way up because of people not wanting to stay in motels, people not being able to travel. So that's an interesting angle on that, Steve. I'm going to thank you for calling in and thank sharing you. That because I appreciate the phone call. We'll try to get everybody in. We got three Davids. So let's go to David in San Francisco. If everybody hold it to about 3 minutes, we'll make it to David in Iowa. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, well, yeah, happy holidays, Farron. We made it through Yalda. That's the big one. You remember, that's the oldest holiday known to man.
I did not know.
Yeah, that's basically when the cavemen figured out that they didn't have to stop shivering, that the longest night was finally there, and that tomorrow it's just going to be that much more daylight. And so you can stop shivering at the coldest night or the longest night. So, yeah, it's the oldest holiday known to man. And as a matter of fact, it's not really fair to call it a holiday because they were terrified, you know, that the demons, if the demons came out at night and you were stuck in the longest night of the year, boy, they stayed up all night long yelling and crying and everything else. So it was... various times it was a terrible holiday, but we made it through there, so that's, yeah, happy Yalda. Hey, I was, by the way, it sounded like the last two callers, were they proud members of the death panel? You remember when everybody was fighting 10 years ago to make sure we didn't get health care with Obamacare, and so now we're in an epidemic year, and the president is going out of his way to do nothing. And as a matter of fact, the memos are showing that he not only did nothing, but he took the money that was supposed to go toward saving our lives and put it into herd immunity, which meant that he was intentionally trying to get people sick so that we would reach the balance point of humans to the disease. That's what herd immunity is. It's no great spot to be in. It's after all the dead, finally people came to balance. You know, instead of stopping the disease in the beginning, you know, shutting it all down, paying everybody to settle down, don't be moving around, don't carry it with you when you go, don't smear it on the doorknobs, don't smear it in the train, don't smear it in the airplane, just stay settled down for a few weeks and you get this whole thing settled in. No, he intentionally popped it up here, popped it up there, popped it up here, popped it up there. And if nobody was stupid enough to pop it up, he sent in guys with guns to make sure that nobody could do the smart thing. He sent in jackasses with no masks and, you know, singing Christmas carols with no masks. I mean, that guy, it's a death cult, man. They're trying to kill people. And the memos are now showing it. You look for that Bob Woodward audio tape from January 28th. Trump calls Bob Woodward. He says, "My God, this thing is far worse than we thought. We thought it was a 0.02% death rate. It's really 5%. Now, is that 50 times more? My math isn't real good on this. Somebody got to correct me on the math. But he was trying to get people killed after March. And those articles talking about he was cutting off the FEMA supplies, saying it belonged to the federal government and the states had no right to have the federal supplies, FEMA supplies, the hell it is. What is it, just Washington, D.C. gets to hog all of the 50 states' worth of supplies? That's such, I mean, it's just a joke on what a republic is supposed to be, that we, the people, own this joint. He's hired to be the manager of our property, and when he starts withholding our property from us in the middle of a medical crisis, he'll hold off emergency supplies to various states with an argument that FEMA means federal, not states, that all the states share in what was paid for. So the idea that this guy was trying to get us killed, he's still got people out there coughing with no masks and laughing about it, thinking that you could, oh, well, it'd just be somebody else's grandma. There's people out here.
Let me do this, David, and we'll try to get everybody 3 minutes before we leave. In this area, if the federal government had not done a damn thing, we'd all been just fine, at least in these rural areas. I don't know about in the big cities. But, hey, thank you so much, Dave in Michigan. Then, David, I'm going to get to you. Dave in Michigan, go ahead. We're running out of time. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Farron, thank you so much. I hate following that idiot, but I got a perfect song for him. You got to go to YouTube, pull up I Told You So by the conspiracy music guru. It is the most badass song I've ever seen or heard in my life. It's incredible. The timing is perfect. But that RV blowing up, you know, old Steve-O and I are on the same wavelength because I thought the exact same thing. They're going to start targeting RVs now, and he's exactly right. Sales are huge, and they're used for bug-out vehicles, you know. And they're going to be starting to suspect all those vehicles. But guess what else? I didn't know about the AT&T thing. I'm legally blind. I didn't see it. I just heard about it. But I was told that the one red flag was the street that it was on was Second and Commerce. So they're coming for our Second Amendment, and they're shutting down our commerce. And then the two corners that they were at all day long broadcasting this, you know, this horrific false flag was Demon Brawn, and on the other side it was Gay and Church. You can't make this shit up, Farron. Only they can. One more thing, National-Assembly or national-assembly.net. People, we have to assemble, and it's not about just the feds. It's about our states and our counties. We settle our counties. You know, we assemble in our counties. We do it statewide, and then we do it nationwide. This is how we take back our we the people. You know, laws can only be passed by the consent of the governed, and I do not consent. Please, Farron, pull that song up and play it on your show. I love it. I love you. I hope you had a great Christmas. Here, I'll leave the rest up to Davey. See ya.
All right. Hey, thank you, sir. I will look for that song, I Told You So. We'll see if we can play that next week. David in Iowa, you'll be the last call. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Farron?
Yes, sir. You're on.
Yep. Farron, you there?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. About a mile from where I'm sitting, there's a small gun store. About as big as people's bathrooms. It isn't much bigger. But it has a sign outside. It says, absolutely no masks allowed. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like that. The website is secondamendmentco.com. Second is 2ND, amendmentco.com. No masks allowed. Where have you seen a sign like that?
I've not seen any here, David. But I can tell you this. Law enforcement in this area is not enforcing. No one's enforcing anything in this rural area of North Carolina.
Well, that's great. Oh, on the vaccine. The vaccine has absolutely nothing to do with the virus. We know that. It's not even intended to treat the virus. It's you get the nanobots in you, and they're activated by 5G, and it'll change your DNA forever. And the subsequent vaccinations after that will turn you into a robot in which your mind can be controlled and everything's gone. Don't take the vaccine. It's just bonehead. That's all I got.
Well, I think there's going to be, you know, they're already putting out percentages. You know, before it was 29% would take the vaccine. I saw it this week on my local news. They were saying like 49%. Then later in the week, it was 59%. They are rolling out a massive propaganda strategy to, they're going to try to make you like a leper if you won't take the vaccine, and they're going to call you a science denier. That's going to be bantied around a lot. And you know, if I personally agree with Alan and Steve talk about this, you know, autism, I think most people in this audience believes that comes from the vaccines. This government does not care that much. I mean, we're talking about a government that's doing absolutely nothing against Governor Cuomo, who put the COVID patients in the nursing home, which should be attempted murder or murder, or it should be some very heinous felony charges. If anyone else, if James Fields did that, what would happen? But there's a lot of people out here that's not going to take the vaccine. But again, while I'm running out of time, incrementally, they're going to get so many people. They're going to say, you're a police officer, you got to take it. You're a healthcare worker, you got to take it. Then it's going to be, you're a Walmart worker, you got to take it. Then it's finally going to be, you want to come in the bank? Where's your COVID certification? This is where we're going to be going, in my humble opinion, unfortunately, next year. And David in Iowa, I've heard a lot of other people say the same thing, that this thing could have all kinds, no matter what you think, whether you think it's 5G or whatever, this has the possibilities to have long-lasting repercussions. And they can say, oh, these people are vaccinated. Oh, if they did get COVID-19, it's milder because of the vaccine. Oh, people's not getting it. The vaccine's working. Well, 99.97, a large percentage, if they supposedly do get it, don't even know they have it. It is the most mysterious illness that we've ever seen in our lifetime. I mean, it knows to stay 6 feet away. It gets worse at night. We're under lockdown here from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's more dangerous at night, supposedly. I mean, all of this is just ridiculous. And you couple that with sitting back and watching this year unfold with COVID-19 and then just the most blatant rigged election, while your news media is all saying that there's absolutely no evidence of it. And they expect the American people to choke all this down. And the big question is, are they going to do it? I mean, they're coming out at these big rallies like we're going to see on January 6th, but does it really have a real effect, or is it just a symbolic event of showing our displeasure at the tyranny of which we're living under? I don't know. It's going to be interesting in January to see how the election and everything plays out. Well, we're out of time for today. Thank you guys, all the callers. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullet first. And God help us all.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.